We are learning Masech Zivamis Daf Sadech Tes Amud Aleph. We are beginning 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Sadech Ches Amud Beis. The line, at the end of the line, starts the word Miksasam. According to the Bach and Tosfos, if you're Ben Chanan, it starts with Tana Rabbanan. So Tana Rabbanan, Miksasam Achin, Miksasin Shein Achin, Ha'achim Cholzim Shein Achim V'yavmin. Now what do these words mean? Ma'ika Amar. So remember in the Mishnah we learned the case, we have 5 Nashim that the children were mixed up and they each had a Vadai child. And then those children who were Sveikas got married and they died without children. And the wife fell to Yibum to a brother, but we don't know who the brother is because we don't know whose child these 5 children are. It's all mixed up. And therefore Allah is that 4 of them give Chalitza and the other one does Yibum because Maman of Shach, he could do Yibum because she's not Avam of Shuk anymore because she got Chalitza from the other 4. And if it's his Yavama, then he's doing Yibum, so everything is good. But here it says, Mixus Achem, Mixus Shein Achem, Achem Choltzim, Shein Achem Yavim. My comment, what does this mean? Omer Av Safroch Kamar, Mixusim Achem and Av, Mixusim Achem and Aim. If somebody's brothers are Achem and Av, and some are Achem Min Aim, then the luck is that the Achem and Aim Choltzim, they can't do Yibum. But Achem and Av, Miyavim. What's the case? So we'll give you a case. You have here a case where Chana is married to Reuven, and they have a child, and this child eventually will get mixed up. Reuven goes ahead and marries Rachel and has Yosef. And then Reuven dies, just so Rachel can get remarried. Rachel gets remarried to Boaz, and they also have a child that's mixed up. And then besides for that, Boaz is married to another Isha, and they have a child also. They have a child, they have Binyamin. And that they know who it is. And besides that, the 3 other kids are mixed up. So basically, there are kids who are mixed up, and one of these kids are related to Yosef through the mother, which is Rachel, not through the father. So in this case, the other 4 that have brothers could do Yibum, but Rachel and Boaz's child, that's a Safek, cannot do Yibum with Yosef. Why not? Because Yosef is only a ach min ha'aim. And a ach min ha'aim, a brother from the mother, cannot do Yibum. It's us to Yibum. So here we have all 5 achayim and Yibum because they have brothers from the father as well. But one of the brothers here is also a brother from the aim, so he cannot do Yibum in any one of these 5 because maybe one of these are Eishas ach min ha'aim. So therefore, the other 4 could get married to other 4 brothers after they get chalitzvim and everyone else. The 5th one either has to marry someone has to marry to 2 wives, 2 Yibums, or she gets chalitza from all 5 and goes free. Because she cannot do Yibum, why not? Because she is a ach min ha'aim. Zokti Maravai, the mixes kahanim, mixes she'ena kahanim. If some of the brothers were kahanim, some not kahanim. So here's a new case. The case is, let's say you have 5 nashim that had 5 children got mixed up, and they each one had Vadai sons. But some of these Nashim married to Kahanim, some are not. So some kids are Kahanim, some are not Kahanim. So here we said, by the 5 Nashim that mixed up their children, that when the children get married and they die without children, there's Shail of Yibum there, what they do is 4 brothers do Chalitza, 4 of the families do Chalitza, and then 1 can do Yibum. But here, if a person's a Kohen, he can't do Yibum. Why not? Because he's not allowed to marry a Chalutza. The Loch is not married, Grusha or Chalutza. So the Kohen can't marry. So here, the Kohen just does Chalitza. Loch is by a Chalutza. You do have to do Chalitza if a Chalutza falls to you because it's not Midaraisa, but you need Chalitza, but you can't do Yibum. So Miksasim Kanim, Miksasim Shem Kanim, Kahanim Chaltzim, Shem Kanim Miyabim. The Kanim have to do Chalitza. The Kanim can actually do Yibum, has a chance to do Yibum. Mixes Kanim, Miksasim Minaim. If some of the brothers will come, some of the brothers Minaim, Eilub Eilub Chaltzim Miyabim. They both cannot do Yibum. They both have to do Chalitza because the Eishas Achman Aim is not allowed to do Yibum and wouldn't know which one's which, so they have to do Chalitza, and the Kahanim, the same thing, they can't do Yibum because they're not allowed to do Yibum to a Chalitza. Now, there's a little bit of a question here that the Gemara in Daf Chav Dalet says that even though, since Chalutza only the Rabbanon, a Safek Chalutza, it sounds like the Gemara, Safek Chalutza is Mutter, like Gazru by Safek Chalutza. That's the Gemara says in Daf Chav Dalet before the Mishnah. So the right question is, the Ramban speaks out there, is that Avada L'Chadchila, you're not allowed to marry a Chalutza. They were talking about someone who married a safek chalutza. So there, if you're married a safek chalutza, you not might see them because it's only a safek. But a vada, even a safek chalutza is also lechatchil if a kohen to marry. So here, even though it's a safek chalutza, you're not allowed to marry. So the gemara vayta and dapsak tesim alvan and dabtab toner rabbanon. We know that in the beginning of Masechta, we learned there's 15 arayas. Now, if one of these arayas falls to Yibum, there's no Yibum with Chalitza. For example, if your mother falls to Yibum to you, or your sister, or your daughter, there is no Yibum whatsoever. But the Braita says there's a case where you land giving Chalitza to your mother. How is that possible? So, Ketzat, what's the case of that you give Chalitza to the Imay Masafik? Ketzat, Imay V'isha Acheres. So you have over here an example like this, that you have Rachel married to Yaakov, and this unrelated couple, Reuven married to Chana. And they each have a child and a Suffolk child. Rachel and Yaakov have Yosef, and we'll see a child that's born by Machve, it's mixed up. And Reuven and Chana have Chetzroin and another child that's mixed up, another boy that's mixed up. So over here, we have Imay Visha Acheres, his mother and another Isha married someone else. Well, Henshtei Zecharim, there's two Vadei boys. One has Yosef, one has Chetzroin. V'chazu v'yodu Shnei Zecharim b'machban. They had another two boys b'machban that are mixed up. Ubah b'nash shazu v'nash imay shazu. For example, Yosef married Chana, which was Reuven's wife. Reuven died. And Chetzroin married Rachel, which was Yosef's mother. Yosef married Chetzroin's mother. And Chetzroin married Yosef's mother because their husbands died. And now they died without children, so they have a brother. They died without children, and now they have a brother. They have a vade brother, but it's not sure which one's their brother. They died without children. So now these two sveikas, Suffolk number one and Suffolk number two, they have to do chalitza to both Rachel and Chana, because they don't know which one is their mother, which one's not their mother. One of them is their mother, but one of them is not the mother, and the Chayiv and Yibum. But they don't know which one's which. If Yosef is his brother, so then Yosef married Chana, so we don't know who's who. So therefore, they have to give Chalitza to both of them. So he ends up giving Chalitza to his mother, because just by process of elimination, he's giving Chalitza to his mother. Zecher Yotzer Shteim. Nimtza kol echa v'echad chaylitz l'imay. Each one's being chaylitz to their mother, mesafik. That's the case of imay. What's the case of achaysoy? L'achaysoy mesafik keitzad. What's the case of achaysoy? You have imay v'isha acheres yol shnei nekevos. You have imay v'isha acheres yol shnei nekevos b'machva uvo acheyem shloy ma'isei v'nosum. You have here a case where Sarah's married to Avram, and they have two boys, Shimon and Levi. Avram marries another wife, Rivka, and has Reuven. So Reuven and Shimon and Levi are all brothers, Ma'av, they're all Chayiv and Yibum, technically. Now, Rivka and Yitzchak have a child in a keva. They have in a keva, Rivka and Yitzchak, that's Reuven's mother, not Shimon and Levi's mother, Reuven's mother, has a child that from Yitzchak, has a child that's a Safek, and Yitzchak is married to Dina also, and they have a Safek. So there's two Nekevas that are born that are mixed up. Shimon married one Nekeva, Levi married another Nekeva. One of these wives are Reuven's sister. One of them. We don't know which one. So when Shimon and Levi die without children, they need Chalitza and Yibum from Reuven. The problem is that one of them might be his sister. And therefore, Reuven gives Chalitza to both of them. So Lance begins Chalitza to his sister. So let's read it inside now. L'chaysa misafikates ad imay v'isha acheres yoshe nekeves v'mach v'avo acheim shleimo isaim. And the brother, not from that mother, v'nosum. It means Shimon and Levi, who weren't from that mother, they married these two sveikers. U'meis v'avam l'dav our children, chayel to shteyem. Reuven has to give chalitza to both of them. Nimtza chayel to chayel to misafik, giving a chalitza to your sister, misafik. So it's possible to have a case, we're giving your sister chalitza. L'bita misafik case. So what's the case of bita? So the case of bita is that ishtoi v'isha acheres sheyoldu shtei nekeves v'machva. So you have over here, Reuven has a bunch of brothers, Shimon and Levi. And Reuven is married to Sarah, and they have an akeva. Kalev is married to Dina, and they have an akeva. And they're both mixed up. Kalev and Dina are not related to Sarah and Reuven, but they each have an akeva, but they get mixed up in the hospital. So here we have Sarah and Reuven, and Kalev and Dina. And Reuven, remember, has a bunch of brothers, Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi married these two akevas. The latter marry, even if one of them is Reuven's daughter, the latter marry their niece, that's not a problem. So Shimon and Levi marry these two sveikas, and now Shimon and Levi die. So they fell to Reuven. Now one of them is Reuven's own daughter. One's Reuven, we don't know which one. Did Allah is he to both? The lands are being chayel to Bita. Each one's giving chalitza to his daughter, misafik. So we have over here in this brisa three cases that it's possible to give chalitza to someone who's supposed to be an erva. Because you don't know, it's a safik, therefore you land up giving chalitza to them. Zakti Gemara Vayit, Tanya, Lintan Abraisa. Hoyer Meo Emrem is say that Ish Ve'isha Pa'amim Shmeilidim Chomesh Umas. It's possible for the same couple, a man and a woman, to give birth to five different nations. Ketzah. Yisrael Shalokach Eved Veshifcha Menashuk V'lehen Shtei Vanim. Yisrael went to the guy and he bought a couple with their two children. Now the halacha is, when the goyim buy the guy, even though they're working, they're not called the Eved in Halacha, because we learn from a pasuk that a guy cannot own an Eved. So here you picked up this couple with two kids, so they're all right now, we'll call them goyim, all goyim. So the two of the children from this couple, what he did was, one of them became a ger, nimtza, and the other one stayed a guy, the two children. So one is a ger and one is a guy. Nimtza, echad ger, v'echad v'chav. This couple's two children so far, one's a ger and one's a guy. Then you took the parents, Hatfilum Shem Avdus. You would travel them Lashem to be an Eved, one's an Eved, one's a Shifcha. And then they married each other. Harekan, and they have a child. That child is an Eved, because it came from an Eved and a Shifcha. So Harekan, Ger, Vevichav, and Ve'Eved. We have three Umays from this couple. We have a Ger, and a Goy, and an Eved. Shichra is a Shifcha. Then the master went ahead and freed the Shifcha. Ubal Eved, but the Eved stayed married to her. So now the Eved was ba on a Geiris. So now the Eved's not allowed to marry a Geiris. The Eved is Eved Kanani and the Geiris is a Yid. So what's the halacha? The child's a Mamzer. Harekan Ger va'evichavim va'eved v'mamzer. Now that child's a Mamzer. Shichrer. Then you freed the Eved. Now the Eved and Shifcha are both free Jews. Shichrer Shneya and Vesim Zer. They got married to each other. And then the child is born in Israel. So you have five umays over here. Harekan ger v'yuchavim. Those are the two children, original children. One became ger, one stayed a guy. Ve'eved, that was the child born after they both were avadim. Umamzer, that was born after the Eved was bought on the Shifcha after she was freed. V'Yisrael, after both were freed, the Yisrael. So you have five umays.
Why is the ger and the Yisrael not the same? And
because there's a difference in a ger and a Yisrael. A ger, for example, is allowed to marry a mamzer if he's some just kal ger m'lo yikakal. So a ger is a different thing than a Yisrael. What's your second question?
It's not part of the same nation.
No, it's a different nation. Kal gerim lo yikakal. It's different halachas.
So, yeah. Mamzer is not part of
Kal. Also, it's different. They can't marry the same people. What we're talking about here is they can't. Yeah, a mamzer can't marry a Yisrael. Yeah, different halachas of marriage. Far different umas there. So, for example, Mike Kamashblon, very neat, very nice. It's a unique case. Okay, you have one couple who gave birth to five different umas, but what's in a gay? What's the chiddush? I'm saying gevaldik. What's the chiddush? My kamash blon. Where is the chiddush like this? Oy bechavim ve'eved abal ba'asrael abal mamzer. The chiddush is that oy bechavim ve'eved abal ba'asrael abal mamzer. Even in this case, we'll say the vlad mamzer because the eved abal ba'asrael. Tana rabbanon, another unique case. Tana rabbanon with the brayza. Yesh moiches aviv lahagvois imoik suvas. It's possible for someone to have to sell his father to pay his mother. He's going to sell his father to pay his mother a ksuba. Now, what could be the case like that? Ketzad. Yisrael lokach eved v'shivcha min ha-shuk. Yisrael bought a eved v'shivcha from the shuk, and he did not buy the child. But this couple had a child. Hem ben v'shichr es ha-shivcha. He was meshacher the shivcha, and also he married her. V'amad, then before he died, V'amad, he wasn't such a rich guy, but he owned the eved, right? He owned the eved and the shivcha. He freed the shivcha, he married the shivcha. V'amad, the chasim called the chasim of b'na. And before he died, he gave all the chasim to her son. Even though he was a guy, he gave all the chasim to her. To her son. Now he dies, so what's the problem? You have to give her a ksuba, but he hasn't any money. So who owns all his money? The son. The son has to sell all the chasim to have money. So he's selling his father, who's an eved, in order to have money to pay his mother the ksuba. So he turns out he's selling his father in order to pay his mother back the ksuba. My command, because that's a shiva. You know, he got all the nechassim, but his nechassim on reshuva have a lean towards his malik suba. And one of the things he got was his father, the eved. So he sells his eved to pay up. My command, not a chiddush. The chiddush is that this braisa is also Rav Meir. The last braisa is a Tanya Rav Meir. This braisa is also Rav Meir. What's Rav Meir shita? Rav Meir holds that even though avod mar like metatlim, the metatlim are stabil ksuba. Mike Marshall, Kul Rav Meir, va'av the metatlim, metatlim are stabil ksuba. Metatlim are mishabel ksuba. Usually only karkoyes are mishabel ksuba. Here the chiddush is the metatlim are stabil ksuba. The boy is saying the chiddush is like Marshall, go for the avdik with karkoy dami. It's not a chiddush like that's Rav Meir. The chiddush is that avod them like karka and it's mishubed to the ksuba. And Tais explains what's the machlekes. Even though Tais says that every place you always know avodim hukshulu karkoyes, which means avodim have a din of karka to a certain extent. But he's saying there's a havmin, the tzad not havmin, there's a man, the yoma holds that's like metaltim. Why? Because what's the reason why there's only a shivan on karka, not metaltim? Because karka you can't get rid of. Karka is here to stay. So people are so mechdas to have a lean on that because that they know that's a good place to collect because that's not going anywhere. But an eved could die or run away. So there's like similar to metaltim. That's the Torah says, that's the svara why you're not semechdas, that's not a shibud. Listen to the choshlu, karkai Torah says, you're semechdas like karkai, it's like upon him. That's what comes out from this case. That was a unique case, and the chiddush is that you could collect from the eved the ksuba.